Okay, let's recap what we've covered in this module. When we look at an organisation's systems and assess the controls that are built into them, we must think about risks. What are the risks of errors occurring in the process? Control objectives. What are the objectives of each control to be included in the internal control system? Control procedures. What procedures should be put in place in the system to fulfil these objectives, and hence minimise the risk of errors occurring? The responsibility of the auditor is to become familiar with the client's systems and internal control, and design audit testing to assess whether the controls are operating effectively.